Hi, my name is Oni Enyado, and I'd like to warmly welcome you to the Distinction in Leadership show. In this fortnightly podcast, I serve, speak, and share on all things leadership. As mentioned, my name is Oni Enyado, and I'm a global leadership speaker, entrepreneur, life coach, and author. From my message of distinction, I speak on corporate, educational, and business platforms around the world, teaching, coaching, and training people how to become distinguished in their chosen field. The title for this week's podcast is Leading with Excellence in the Workplace. Leading with Excellence in the Workplace. But before we continue, I'd like to lay the foundation with two of my quotes. In early 2015, I penned the following definition. An employee is a leader of excellence, trailblazer, and pioneer who constantly brings change to their organization. An employee is a leader of excellence, trailblazer, and pioneer who constantly brings change to their organization. And in late 2015, I said, leadership isn't about age, but rather, leadership is about influence, impact, and inspiration. Leadership isn't about age, but rather, leadership is about influence, impact, and inspiration. So, leading with excellence in the workplace. It's interesting, we're living in very exciting times. The global market has gone local, and the local market has gone global. But the truth of the matter is, many organizations are downsizing, more people than ever before are looking for work, and many want promotion in the workplace. So I believe this podcast will really challenge and inspire you on how to stand out and become an employee of distinction. So, dear employee, the growth of your organization will come from your positioning, passion, and purpose. Dear employee, the growth of your organization will come from your positioning, passion, and purpose. Have you positioned yourself with the mission statement of your organization? Have you positioned yourself and aligned yourself with the vision of your organization? And your passion? Unfortunately, I've met many employees who have just given up now. They're just there, they're fed up of being fed up, and they're just part of the rat race. But for you to become an eagle, an employee of distinction, your passion has to be unquenchable, your passion has to be unmovable, and your passion has to be unshakable. Be passionate about your organization like it was your own organization. And I'm telling you, your development will start from there. And your purpose. As an employee, your purpose is not just to pick up a wage at the end of every month. Your purpose is to grow your organizations, which once you begin to grow your organization with your thought leadership, you yourself will grow as an individual as well. So, dear employee, the growth of your organization will come from your positioning, passion, and purpose. Dear employee, the growth of your organization's brand will come from your output, outlook, and outlay. Dear employee, the growth of your organization's brand will come from your output, outlook, and outlay. From my message of distinction and regarding branding, I have three V's: vision, voice, and value. So do you know the brand vision of your organization? Do you know what your branded organization is saying? And what is the value that your organization brand delivers? Once you understand this, your output will increase, your outlook will improve, and your outlay will be distinguished. So it's critical you understand that the three V's of organization's brand, their vision, their voice, and their values. Once you understand this, you can actually become your organization's brand. What do I mean? I guarantee you, I'm not a betting man, but I'm positive that the employees in, say, Virgin or Facebook or IBM are the brand. So employees in Facebook are Facebook. Employees in, say, Virgin are Virgin. Employees in, say, Nike are Nike. Dear employee, your creative innovation will come from how you innovate your creativity. Dear employee, your creative innovation will come from how you innovate your creativity. As mentioned previously, an employee is a leader of excellence, trailblazer, and pioneer who constantly brings change to their organization. And one of the ways to bring change is by critical thinking. So, question, are you a critical thinker, or are you always criticizing your organization? Do you think outside of the box, or have you locked yourself in a box until the end of the working day? So, dear employee, your creative innovation will come from how you innovate your creativity. How do you save your organization time? How are you saving your organization money? How are you saving organizations resources? Dear employee, your creative innovation will come from how you innovate your creativity. Dear employee, it's your discipline, dedication, and determination that will distinguish you. Dear employee, it's your discipline, dedication, and determination that will distinguish you. When everyone else around you might be moaning and complaining and criticizing, you're disciplined to grow your organization. You're dedicated to grow your organization's brand, and you're determined to give birth to creative ideas that will help the growth of your organization and its brand too. Dear employee, it's your discipline, dedication, and determination that will distinguish you. Finally, dear employee, your distinction will come from how you manage, master, and maximize your time. Dear employee, your distinction will come from how you manage, master, and maximize your time. To stand out, to excel, you have to take quality time to understand, to read, to align yourself with your organization's mission and values. Do you actually know the vision, the mission statement of your organization? If you don't, now is the time to manage your time and sit down to read, to understand, and to comprehend the organization you work for. Master your time. Don't spend all time, all day doing a particular task. Be disciplined, be dedicated, and be determined that you're going to master your time. Then you can actually increase your output and outlook of your task given. And maximize your time in work. So when you go home, when it's family time, you don't have to be worried or stressed. So dear employee, your distinction will come from how you manage, master, and maximize your time. I believe that the employees that are going to stand out in the organizations are the ones that are going to align themselves with the organization's vision, understand the organization's brand, and are disciplined and dedicated to manage, master, and maximize their time. But who is an employee? An employee is a leader of excellence, trailblazer, and pioneer who constantly brings change to their organization. And how do you do that? It's with personal leadership. But what is leadership? Leadership isn't about age, but rather, leadership is about influence, impact, and inspiration. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Please do download the Podbeam app and also do share across your networks. Feel free to leave a comment too. And if you do want to contact me, please go to oamediahouse.com. oamediahouse.com. As I said, feel free to download it on your smartphone or tablet, the Podbean app. Please do share across this podcast, across your network, and leave a comment too. Wishing you a great 14 days, and here's to your continued success, Distinction Style.